Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time that we're able to share together. I thank you for joining me. And before we begin, let's take a moment in prayer. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the precious Holy Spirit, which indwells us, who guides us into truth, into righteousness. Father, we're asking, Lord, that you will make your word, the law of the Lord, ever more beloved, ever more closely followed in our lives. Give us revelation and understanding that we may walk before you, Lord, with a perfect heart and do those things that please you and bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'd like to share a verse with you. It's a very powerful verse, and it will be the foundation scripture, if you will, for what I am going to be sharing with you, what the Lord has placed on my heart. And that is found in Proverbs, the 29th chapter, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. This is a very strong statement. Where there's no vision, no spiritual direction, no spiritual understanding, no spiritual priorities, if you will, there are consequences. It says the people or an individual will perish. Now, what does the dictionary definition mean, perish? I think we all understand that. It's a strong word. And by definition, it is defined as the first sense is to be destroyed, ruined, or wiped out. Secondly, to die, especially to die a violent or untimely death. So without a vision, one can be destroyed, ruined, or wiped out. Or that second sense, to die a violent or untimely death. I think the first meaning is very significant for our understanding, because obviously if we don't have a vision, if we don't have something set before us where our spiritual eyes are focused on that vision, that we will wander about. Well, we will pay the consequences of not only not fulfilling God's plan and will for our lives, but suffer dissatisfaction and the consequences of not making the correct decision as far as placing priorities in our lives. And so this is the foundation scripture, but we're going to be looking at a very practical application of how can we implement this in our lives. What does it mean to have a vision? How can we break it down in ways that will be applicable to our personal lives? And so the first thing then we're going to be sharing is, in order to have a vision, we have to have priorities. And that's what I want to be discussing for this first section, if you will, to establish priorities. Why should we choose them? And let me just say that where you are presently, currently, and that even may be physically, geographically, but certainly emotionally, mentally, spiritually, your present position, where you're at right now, has and is determined by your previous thinking as well as your past choices. That's something to really think about. And we all, it'll give us pause to say, goodness, how good have I been? How significant have I felt the importance of having priorities and goals? Well, we want to talk about priorities first before we go into goals. But How can we have God's best? In order to do that, we have to determine our priorities. And God gives us the ability and the privilege to make those priorities, to establish those priorities. And so often in this world in which we're living, it's easy to blame others or those who may be responsible in our lives for our inability to focus on our priorities. But beloved, the bottom line is each and every person, regardless of circumstances, and there certainly can be confining and restrictions in our own personal lives, but in terms of the internal spirit of man, we are governed by self-accountability. Every one of us are going to stand before the Lord, and he's going to look at what he's given us, what have we done with our lives, and we just can't put the blame on, well, you know, I wanted to do that, Lord, but, you know, there was this and this occurred and that person did that. That's not going to hold water. We are given free will, and within the parameters that we have, and that varies in different times and seasons in our lives, according to the circumstances. I mean, people could be persecuted for Christ. They could be in a prison, or because of their own misdemeanors and wrongdoings. Regardless of what your circumstances are, you have accountability before the Lord with the areas of choice and freedom that you do have. I hope that's making sense. All right. So, having said that priorities are important, that we make those choices, what really is a priority? Well, by definition, it's something that takes precedence as an importance, something that takes first place, if you will, superiority in rank, in position, or privilege. So what are the first things first in your life? And before we can set goals for our lives and looking at our future, that has little significance until we look at what our priorities are. And these are very important considerations. As a child of God, what should our priorities be? And our values determine our priorities. If you are saved, is your first priority pleasing and serving the Lord? And if that is the case, what are your subsequent priorities? For example, because of the station in your life, if you are a parent, for example, priorities should be that of your family after the serving God and your church, the various commitments that God has placed in your life. And I read somewhere that 95% of success really doesn't depend on education, on abilities, but on priorities. Isn't that interesting? Because there were those who had very little in terms of historical success, if you will, in terms of education or abilities or doors that were open. But because of their priorities, they persevered and became accomplished, became successful. Someone once said, I don't know where I got this from, but success is opportunity that meets preparation. I'll say that again. Success is when opportunity meets preparation. It's just not an accident. It's just not a unexpected thing. But if our hearts are prepared to walk in God's ways, then God will bring us those opportunities, those circumstances for which he has been preparing us. We may not have any idea, we may not know, but God, as we surrender our lives to God, as we make him Savior, not just Savior also, but Lord, he has the right to direct our paths. What does the scripture say? We're to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Well, we have to do something. We have to study. We have to apply ourselves to God's ways and principles. to, you know, under the old, what did Joshua say? That, you know, you shall always have the word of the law before your eyes, meditate upon it day and night. Then we shall have good success, right? So, having established this, the importance of priorities and setting goals for your life, even though you may not have done that in the past or even considered it, it's a good time that we can start at the present. The present is always the good time because that's what we have. The past is finished. It's gone. It's over. We can't change the past. But what happens in our future can be determined to a great extent by how we are living our lives today. Remember, success is when opportunity meets preparation. And so we need to, in order to be approved, we have to study, right? To show ourselves approved. In other words, there is effort, there's exertion, not in a tedious or negative way, but there's application, there's awareness, there's vision, right? Without a vision, the people perish. And so, beloved, I pray that you will have ears to hear that of what God has got placed on my heart that we can share. It's very practical. And by sharing these truths together, we can restore vision to our lives. Sometimes in today's world, things happen so quickly and we just try to survive. We try to carry on, keep on, and we lose sight of the bigger picture. Well, God never wants us to do that. So He allows us to be refreshed, to be reminded on a regular basis of the importance of having the vision that He has given us. Because if we don't, it says that we will perish. And that is a very strong word that indicates we can be destroyed and not be effective. So I pray that you'll be able to be with me as we continue on in this broadcast. And if at any point you're not able to hear a broadcast, feel free to go to our website where the broadcasts are archived there for your listening convenience. And as always, if you feel that there's an area you need prayer, or perhaps this is something new for you and you really want to be able to establish priorities, then please feel free to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, if you'd like, I will pray and confirm receipt. But if you would like a personal answer, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.